The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. We're very aware always that pastors have many things to consider in their ministry and in their life. Today I just want to encourage you. I want us to think about the fact that we need to keep everybody in our church in mind. Now, that doesn't mean we've got to do everything, but what it does mean is that we need to have an alertness and to make sure that we're delegating various areas so that everyone in our church is covered. Sometimes people will feel, this church doesn't cater for me. And, well, that could be true, that could be untrue, that could be unfair. But we do have a responsibility to reflect and consider, are old people welcome in our church? Do they feel at home? Do the very young feel at home? Do the young marrieds feel at home? Do the singles feel at home? Do the teenagers feel at home? It's ever so important. I'm not saying that we should be dictated to by people, but what I am sharing is that the church is the family of God. It's God's people gathered together with all their different backgrounds and all their different ages. It's just so important that everybody feels that there is something for them. When we share the word, we can have our different groups, of course, and we send children out to their own special activities. But, you know, sometimes there are teenagers that are being sent out that really would benefit by hearing the main message. I don't expect too many preachers are preaching as if they're speaking to university graduates. So many are speaking to people with a different educational background, and some who have great qualifications and some who have none. What I'm appealing for in this podcast is just an awareness that there is variety. Now, we're very conscious at this time of coronavirus. We're very conscious that we're ministering to people who do have their fears and do have their questions. And that can be amongst the young and the old. It's very important that the message that we share, and I appreciate that you may well be sharing it online or through a DVD or through some other means, but it's very important that we are bringing a sense of security and confidence to the people, that those who are fretful, those who are fearful, those who have questions, that we're bringing good news. You know, one of the things that is very important is to pray always about what to share. It's very easy to fall into a trap of, well, you know, anything from the Word of God is going to be a blessing. And of course, in many ways, that's true. But I think at such a time as this, we do need to be particularly diligent in terms of, Lord, what is it that people need to hear right now? And of course, it mustn't, again, be unreal and superficial. But I believe that the message that needs to be coming across at this time is that we have a God who has eternity in his mind. That doesn't think, make us think we're all going to die any minute. But what it means is that we're preparing people for the fact that there is an eternity ahead of us. We get very preoccupied with this life, and it's understandable, very, very earthbound in our thinking. But this is a time where we need to remind people that whatever days you have on earth, they're going to be very, very few compared to what we're going to have in eternity. And it's great to have that assurance and that confidence that the Lord has his hand upon us for good, and that we are going to be with Jesus forever. that our place in heaven is secure. We preach that Jesus has forgiven our sins, and therefore there's no need to feel guilty anymore. He's taken them away as far as the east is from the west. It's good to have that security that he is with us in that passage where we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We're not on our own. The Lord Jesus, he's going to be there. He's going to hold our hand in this difficult time. The Lord Jesus is going to take us to a place prepared for us. It's so good to hear in John 14, I've gone to prepare a place for you. Jesus is one who has prepared meticulously, thoroughly. Whereas we're hearing news coming through at the moment that makes us wonder what's going to happen next. There seems to be nothing secure, nothing solid. Let's make sure that we are very confidently sharing. But whatever happens, we know where we're going. We're going to a prepared place. We're going to a place just suitable for us. We're going into an environment where there will be no sin or sickness. Our people need to know that we have a message for them, whatever their background, whatever their age. May we prepare thoroughly so that the Spirit of God can take our words, so that the youngest to the oldest know God has got something to say to them. And I pray that God will bless what we're sharing now to you. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.